Caesars Sportsbook is the only sportsbook app with Caesars Rewards, where every bet you place brings you closer to perks only Caesars can offer. Download the app using promo code RADIO1000 and place your first bet today. If you win, great. If not, you'll get it back as a bonus bet, up to $1,059 for Super Bowl 59. Open to new users in Illinois who are 21 or older. First bet after registration must qualify. If qualifying bet loses, bet amount returned as a bonus bet. Bonus bet expires 14 days after receipt. See caesars.com/promos for full terms. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER.
Working with Al the years we did, obviously had a high opinion of him. Watching Notre Dame these last couple years, he just did such a tremendous job, knew that he'd be able to walk in this building and we'd be able to hit the ground running. He's got great familiarity with some of the players, some of the coaches we have on staff, knows what we're all about, you know, from an organization standpoint, from a culture standpoint, and felt like he'd be able to continue to deliver that message and help us play great defensive football.
How important was that familiarity when you're making?
It's not the ultimate decision maker, certainly, but it helps when you know somebody, and so you know what they're about, and you're not going to have to learn that. Feel each other out. He knows me. I know him. And so, again, that was really just a bonus, I'd say. It wasn't the decision driver, but it was a bonus.
Al, what makes this the right fit for you?
Well, Zach already alluded to it, just the familiarity, the comfort level, the fact that I enjoyed so thoroughly my last time here with the Brown family. And working with Zach and the familiarity with everybody on the staff and obviously knowing exactly what coach wants from an organization, from a culture, and being confident that I can give him what he needs.
Do you think that familiarity also leads to the ability to get the most out of what is right here now?
Well, I think it allows me to maybe forego a couple of steps in terms of the learning process. I know exactly what we need the type of players that Zach wants us to identify and go out and find through free agency and then ultimately the draft. I know what the Brown family expects, which is important. So I don't think there'll be a learning curve there. The biggest thing is just getting with the staff right now, identifying our needs and how we supplement the roster that's already in place. And I think that's why I'm here today. I can't wait to get going on it.
What is that the Brown family expects in your?
Well, I think it starts with a championship culture, you know, and the one thing, you know, I've been old enough to be around in a lot of different places. And the one thing I can tell you is it's big business, but it's family run. And you could feel that when you walk in. So making sure we identify people that are, you know, are congruent with our culture and our values. And, you know, we always talked about when I was here last time, just how many gym rats can you get on your team and how many leaders can you get on your team? How many football guys? Like Orlando just stopped in to see me and out of nowhere and he couldn't stop talking. And I mean that in the kindest way. Like he was just so energized and so I was like, you were a captain, weren't you? And I said, I could tell. You know, and like those are the kind of guys, you know, when we were here last time, just some of the linebackers that we identified were, you know, they were leaders. They were guys that hung around football, wanted to be here. They made our roster and they made us better. And that's what we have to do at every position on defense.
Zach, how much, if at all, did Notre Dame's postseason run play a factor in this decision?
No, none. You know, it's again, bonus that they went that far. But you saw great defense just watching him over the years. And so I knew what he was about. I knew how he'd coached that group, how he'd helped our defense before. You know, his last game in the NFL was a Super Bowl, and his last game in college was a national championship game. You know, it's and again, we want to stand on the podium and end it the right way. You know, that's, I think, the first text he sent me once he took the job. But, you know, it's about all the right stuff, watching them play. You saw 11 guys playing in unison, all believing in the same thing, doing a great job with their ball disruption, taking care of the ball, playing championship-level football. And I'm excited to watch our defense do that as well.
What has the past week been like for you, given what you were doing last week?
Well, exhausted and emotional. If I could take a minute just to thank, you know, Coach Freeman, all the student athletes up there that I had the honor of coaching, and obviously both P Pete Bavakwa and Jack Swarbrick for the opportunity to be there and be a part of that great run. And it's very seldom that you have a chance to do first at Notre Dame, but to host the first playoff game, to win the Orange Bowl, win the Sugar Bowl, win 13 in a row, that was great. So I knew, you know, we made the decision last Wednesday to come. I had an opportunity to sit down and talk to all the players. That doesn't always happen that way, but Coach Freeman encouraged it, man. I tried to reach every player I could. Those that I didn't see personally, I communicated to. I thought that was important. I got in the car at 5 a.m. on Thursday, and when I made that right off I-74 and saw the stadium, and I knew I was home. And so it's emotional, and you know, I was telling Zach this morning, we went to work on July 16th, and we just finished on January 21st. So he keeps telling me to take a break, but I'm so energized by this opportunity.
What have you noticed in terms of translatable things from college defense to the NFL? What maybe doesn't as much, or what did you learn about the differences between those two?
I think it's closer now than it was a decade ago, for sure. Just certainly with the RPO, or, you know, just watching yesterday with the quarterback run game, the read zone series, or just the design quarterback run. So I think there's a lot of carryover there. I think I was blessed to be around guys that were, you know, they had their house in order. They just wanted to learn ball. The really smart team, you know, really high FBI, football intelligence, you know, that kind of background allowed us to push him and coach him in a way that was very much similar to what we experienced here or in Detroit when I was there. So, and I think that's really important because the biggest thing for us is just, it's not so much we're going to do X, Y, and Z. It's the belief system that everybody involved believes the same thing, that the secondary believes the same thing as the linebackers. The linebackers believe the same thing as the D-line. And when you get that, when you get that unit strength, and you're bound by certain fundamentals or techniques or concepts, great things can happen. And obviously that's what we want to do here.
What do you like about each coach you've put on your staff so far out?
Well, I think talented. I would say, you know, very, very talented, starting with, you know, Jerry on the D-line. Just, again, I was in the NFC North while, you know, coaching offense while he was on defense. And for you to stay 9 years in one position speaks, you know, volumes to me. Or that you transcend, you know, head coaches, or you transcend coordinators, says a lot about who he is and the type of coach that he is. So I'm excited about him. Obviously, I've worked with Jordan. Jordan was like my right-hand man when I was here last time, Coach Kovacs, and just watched him grow over the last couple of years. And Coach Banks, Burke, I had a chance to spend some time with him last Thursday in the building, and just he grabbed a pen and we just sat there for like 2 hours and just covered so many different things, which was awesome. And then Coach Hodges obviously comes well recommended. Had a chance to visit with him just recently, and same thing, 6 years in one place says a lot about him. So I'm excited about those guys and you know, getting together here on Monday and starting to plot a course.
Alan, what if our team would be a championship level defense? What does that need to entail?
Say it again, I'm sorry.
What would defense be a championship level defense? What does that need to entail?
Well, I think, you know, one heartbeat for sure. We all have to believe in the same thing. And we talked about it earlier. There's going to be, you know, there's not going to be much gray. I don't live in that gray world. I think it's very important that for us to be a championship defense, we're going to have to be empowered. I can't make all the calls. Same thing with the staff. You make a certain call, the players have to have, you know, the trust and ingenuity and confidence to make a specific adjustment on the field. And so at some point you have to turn the keys over to the players. There'll be a certain way that we disrupt the football. There'll be a specific way that we tackle in certain environments and certain situations. There's going to be indicators for us in situations that we're going to have to recognize the situation and perform accordingly. And ultimately we want to be really good, you know, at tackling and doing the little things well. So I think, you know, one heartbeat, core fundamentals that bind us, and then ultimately a team that's player driven.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Are you ready for your next winter adventure? Whether it's a stylish all-wheel drive SUV to get the family where they need to go, or an innovative EV to make the switch to electric, ChevyDriveChicago.com has you covered. With Equinox, Traverse, Silverado, Trax, and Trailblazer, you're sure to find the perfect Chevy to match your needs and lifestyle. But finding the right car is only part of the story. Winter weather is here, and your vehicle needs to be ready for anything. From oil changes and tire rotations to unexpected repairs, your local Chevy dealer is here to help. Their team of experts knows your vehicle, and they will make sure your car is safe, reliable, and ready to handle whatever the season brings. So why wait? Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today to find your local dealer, shop the latest vehicles, and schedule your service appointment. ChevyDriveChicago.com. That's ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Al, you talk about fundamentals, and that's something you've mentioned in the past, wanting to be good at fundamentals. You just mentioned tackling. How do you go about being good at those things, improving at those types of things, especially in a league and in a time period where you don't do a whole lot of practice?
Yeah, I think there's a process involved in it. I think you have to identify what the errors are, and are those errors, you know, systematic, you know, and if so, then you have to take a hard look at yourself and say, all right, what can we change? So I think there's a way to teach certain things. I have really strong beliefs. I think those beliefs will be tested by, you know, the staff as we get together, and maybe we'll find a different way, a better way. But ultimately, we're gonna convene and plot a course for how we want to tackle, how we want to disrupt the football. We're gonna teach it. We're gonna drill it. We're gonna quality control it. We're gonna show the application to the game, and then we're gonna show the standard, whether that's Bengals or other guys in our division or around the league, that we are chasing that standard, and we'll repeat that process until it's refined and owned by the players. And for that to happen, it's got to move from their head to their heart. And that's, you know, each guy takes a journey that's a little bit different, a young guy versus a veteran. But if they can get to the point where we all believe in the same thing and you start to see it on tape, that's when magic happens.
They specialize in man a ton at Notre Dame last year. Why did you end up doing that? Do you see that translating to the pro level?
I don't necessarily see it. That's just the way we evolved. I think the thing that made us difficult was we played a lot of different coverages. We may not have played as many zones as some people wanted, but our changeups were really great. You know, our middle field open changeups, our three zone changeups, that came off of that, you know, man to man look. I think that's what made us hard. We just gravitated towards being a more, you know, on body man team last year, but that's not to say that's what we're going to be best at. So put the players in the right position, identify what they do best, and then plot a course, and that's what we'll do here with Coach, you know, Burks and Jordan and the defensive staff.
Zach, was it hard to stay patient during this process when they kept winning in advance?
Well, it was good because there was other guys I talked to and gained great experience from that. You know, look at Jerry Montgomery. Jerry Montgomery is a guy I've had on my list since we played the Packers in 2018 when I was at the Rams. You know, and you got to look up who's the D-line coach. And that's when Jerry's name came to my radar. And so just as I went through the interview process of coordinators, I also at the same time was talking to some of these position assistants before they took jobs elsewhere. And then when Al's, you know, accepted the job, you know, last Wednesday as we talked and felt like it was the right decision for both of us, we immediately get on the phone with Jerry, you know, and make sure Al and Jerry can connect as well and that Al sees it the same way I do. So there was a lot of good things that you got to do in between, a lot of phone calls you get to make to a lot of different position guys. And so we got a chance to use all that time. And then when Al became available, we made sure we talked and it was the right fit for us.
Now, what did you make of the talent on the roster when you got in? How much did you look at what the Bengals currently had in the building?
Here now? That's our process, to be honest with you. The coach just gave us that instruction just to make sure we go back. And you know, it's hard to go and evaluate, you know, other teams' players or guys in the draft without knowing what your base is. So that's our first challenge as a staff, is to make sure we really know that our players inside and out. And so that's what I got to get to work on. So it would be premature for me at this stage to comment on that. Just know that we'll identify the strengths and weaknesses of each player and then see where we go here in the next stage.
There are a lot of young players on this defense. Do you think player development translates from college to NFL, because that's obviously something you get to do a lot in college?
I do. I think player development is again, it starts with the head coach, starts with Zach, starts with the strength staff, starts with nutrition, starts in the training room, just everybody being on the same page, and then just having a clear plan for them. I think it's really important. I said earlier, like, I don't want anything to be gray. I want the guys to be stimulus response defense, you know, when you recognize, go. You know, and part of that is just how do we make it quiet in their minds, and we do that in the off season with development, with making sure that each player knows the two or three things that they got to get better at while they're learning the systems, and just really drilling down on that, because everybody needs to improve, everybody, you know, starting with me, you know, as soon as they come back, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to make sure it's really tight. Package and make sure it's condensed in terms of what they need to improve on, and keep it small, refine it, play fast, play with energy, and play together.
I assume that's your approach with draft picks as well, regardless of the pick, is having a plan, carrying it out, all of those things that you just mentioned.
From a development standpoint, that we talked about this last Wednesday, just that onboarding, you know, how good can you get on, you know, as onboarding when the rookies come in, you know, because, you know, I think the one thing that we were proud of last year in South Bend was the number of freshmen that played for us and played significantly. And to do that, you have to be great at onboarding. You know, there has to be a quick transition. They have to know precisely where their eyes need to go in the playbook, exactly what techniques we're teaching, and take the source to them. Go right to them in terms of how they learn best, and whether that's on their phone, through video, whatever that case may be, just make it really, really accessible so they can be a continuous learner. And I think that's going to start the second, you know, we make that phone call and we draft somebody.
Philosophically, do you view yourself more than 4-3 guy or 3-4 guy?
4-3, 4-2 nickel. But again, I think I've never liked to be painted into a corner in terms of that, because what are our strengths? You know, what do our guys do best? And then what will our auxiliary fronts be? You know, how can we be a little bit different than maybe the standard? And that's where, you know, we'll get together with Coach Hodges and Jerry and say, okay, what did you guys like in the past? What do you think gives people problems? And then, you know, juxtapose that with the division, you know, because everything's going to start with the division.
How appealing was it to have Trey Henderson on the roster, having a guy that led the NFL in sacks last year when you took the job, knowing that you had that kind of edge rusher for Atlanta?
Yeah, I've already reached out to Trey, and I had so much respect and a great relationship when I was here last time, and just watching him evolve as a pass rusher. And again, our job is going to be continue to put him in positions. Number one, you know, earn the right to rush the passer, right? So getting more passing downs and give him opportunities and get him the matchup that we need to. So make no mistake, when you have somebody like that, it's job number one to put them in position to continue to do that or surpass that.
How important is it, Al, to establish physicality in the trenches for you?
I think it is important, especially given our division, and that will start obviously in the spring and then carry over to preseason camp. But there's no doubt about it. We need to be strong. We need to be able to stop the run. We need to get people behind the sticks and then ultimately cash in on that, you know, on third down.
Do you remember that as a strength of this team in 21 and 22?
I do. Yeah, I thought we were tough. I thought we were mentally tough. I thought we were physically tough. I thought we ran to the ball really well. So again, you know, part of the challenge of being here, or the challenge of watching TV yesterday, is that it's not a good feeling in terms of, you know, we're not there, you know, and that's what motivates you to get up today and say, okay, got to do something about it. So that's what we plan to do.
What's your philosophy of coaching? Do you like, okay, I'm gonna put it all out there for you, and here it all is, or do you like piece, you know, little installation pieces? I mean, what's your project?
Yeah, I try to keep it to 10 installations. Again, that will marry up to what coach and pitch and those guys want to do on offense. But we'll try to marry it up. I do believe in maybe challenging a little bit more in the spring, just so there's better recall in the summer and then ultimately in preseason camp. I'm not a big believer in drawing up something crazy on a Thursday night, or, you know, I just don't believe in that. I think, you know, you can quality control enough in the off season that you can develop a menu that can endure the entire season. Certainly there'll be new little nuances that you have to do, but if you want the guys to play fast, then just be highly organized and be able to pull things that can help you, you know, versus opponent X or opponent Y.
Yeah, to piggyback what Al just talked about, what's it been like watching other teams go deep in the postseason, knowing y'all have been there? How motivating has that been that throughout the process to get back to that point for y'all?
I didn't need that motivation, but it's not fun watching that. That's as simple as I can put it.
Al, you've had some great calls in your career, taking high-profile jobs. This one, telling your kids that you're going to be able to come back to Cincinnati. What was that moment like?
Awesome. You know, my son is a freshman in college, and obviously I have two in high school here. So just a great moment for our family. And, you know, again, not just for our family, because we have moved around, and that's part of the deal is coaching. But to be here in Cincinnati, to be able to do it in Cincinnati in this community where we've established roots, where our kids go to high schools, and, you know, where we have so many friends and family, which is awesome. So excited to be back. Just like Coach just said, I don't need much more motivation to be a pro and be the best I can every day, but the fact that I'm doing it here with my family is awesome.
Did you still have Bengals gear in your
family? Yeah, I did, no doubt. No, I would never give up that experience or, you know, just being in the last game and all it took to get there and the collective, you know, work of everybody, because it takes everybody upstairs, staff, you know, it takes everybody in the organization to do that. And obviously that's what we want to get done here in 2025.
How was that decision 3 years ago to go up there
hard
and keep your family
hard
here? What was that process like going back and forth?
The process was great. Just because Coach Freeman was so amenable to, you know, what I needed and what my needs were with the family. And so, you know, that was a challenge, but, you know, I think, if it was, you know, out on the West Coast or something, we probably could not have done it or managed it. So, it worked out for us. And, I still got to spend an awful lot of time with my family, which was great.
How many times have you done that drive now at this point, right?
A lot.
Yeah.
A lot.
You lose count.
A lot. Somebody asked me if I got a ticket ever, and I said, yeah, my first day on the job, I got a ticket. My first day. My first, very first day on the job. So that was the only ticket I got, yeah.
Al, you spoke about the way you signed off at Notre Dame, how Marcus encouraged you to go about doing that. But in totality, how hard is it to step away from ND, a place like that, when you have it rolling like you guys did?
Well, number one, I think they're built to last for a really long time now. And I think the one thing, you know, when you get to be my age, not everything works the way you want it to work. But the one thing that I always wanted to do is leave something better than I found it. And I believe that my little part of that I did. And we did, you know, because it's a collective thing. So it's always hard to leave because you invest so much in people. You know what I mean? It's not so much the brick and mortar, but it's the people. So that part of it was challenging. But I think even the young kids understood the value of this. And there's only 32 of these, you know, and there's even less that have Joe Burrow. And I think, you know, that to me, coupled with, you know, having worked here before, being around the Brown family, being around Coach before, and obviously having a great feel for this community in this town, made it easier.
I'd love to ask you, how did the current NIL climate impact your thought process?
Well,
I mean, and does that make it easier or harder to?
No, I think that's a question for other coaches. I would say that our, you know, just our overall culture there kind of not that we were immune to it, but we were shielded. We still had so many kids that were trying to get graduate degrees. We had so many graduates on the field the other day, and kids just trying to do it the right way, and that's the kind of families that were attracted there. So you were a little bit immune to it, and to me, that was a blessing. I'm probably not the guy to ask that question, but there's some things that certainly need to get fixed and need to get fixed quickly.
Did you get a chance to decompress at all from the season?
Yeah.
I mean, what's kind of been the thought in your mind as you kind of think about how the season went? Like, what's kind of been the one thing you've been coming back to, maybe, if any?
Well, the thing I'm coming back to is I'm re-energized, you know, and ready to go for next year. So you take 2 or 3 days yourself, but, you know, you got these new hires coming in the building that re-energize you and get you ready to roll. Watching the games, like you mentioned, we didn't need that re-energy, but you want to be in those games. You want to be in those moments, and we know that we're capable of doing that, and we didn't handle everything we could have the right way this season. We put ourselves in a hole early, finished the right way, and so we got to continue and build on that momentum, and I'm really excited to do that.
You, from both coordinator hires, now that you've had to replace, you work with familiarity. What's been some traits why you kind of leaned that way with guys that you had those previous relationships with?
Yeah, familiarity and best people for the job. So, again, I'm not there's always been snowboard. You want to hire someone you're comfortable with and familiar with, or your friend, whatever. No, I want to hire the people that are going to help us win championships. And so I think that we've done an excellent job of hiring coordinators, position coaches, quality controls. And we don't take those hires lightly. We spend a lot of time on them. We want to hire a quality control that we envision becoming a position coach, and a position coach that we envision becoming a coordinator, and a coordinator you envision becoming a head coach and helping you win championships along the way. So there's a lot of time and effort put into that. And so we're always in a position to maybe bring somebody back or promote from within. And it always means, because we felt like that was the best person for the job. And I got a chance to interview some people that make it hard. I mean, they're outstanding football coaches. Just felt right now for us, Al was the best guy for the job, and Pitch was the best guy for the job last year, and excited about both those guys.
Al, you talked about a little bit about NIL and things, but one idea that comes with all the changes in college football, and understanding that your experience in college football goes back decades at this point, one idea that comes with that is that the college game has grown closer to the pro game. Like, is that an idea that you would buy? Like, do you think they've gotten closer over the course of the last?
Oh, I think there's no doubt, you know, even to the point where, you know, we're using the green dot in college now, and, you know, they might as well just go ahead and do the goalpost in the field and just get it over with. You know, I know there's a lot of defensive coordinators that would prefer guys not be 4 yards downfield on pass plays. So that might be something that doesn't fly in the NFL. I know that. So
the money's close to the same.
Yeah. It depends who you talk to.
Well, that's actually, are you going to get to, are guys going to get to a point where they're going to end up coaching guys who made more their last year of college than they were on their rookie deal?
There's a possibility.
How hard is that going to be for NFL?
The market will correct. It always does.
How hard will that be for NFL coaches to get rookies coming in who are coming for more money in the college game and now essentially going to their first year?
Yeah.
Less than they are in the NFL.
I don't think it will be hard. I mean, the ultimate beauty of the NFL is its meritocracy, and, you know, I always use the analogy of, you know, it's NASCAR, right? It's all the same body. It's, you know, you got the same tires, same gas. You know, how do you create a culture that is a winning culture? You know, in other words, how do we knock 2 seconds off, you know, our lap? And that we do it with people, right? So I think that's the most important thing, and that's the beauty of the NFL, whether it's the caps or, you know, everybody's on the same rules, and that's what, you know, that's what I'm excited about.
Oh. Favorite NASCAR driver over there?
Excuse me?
Favorite driver over there?
No.
How important is it to convince guys, whether they're freshmen in college or a rookie in the NFL, that you're starting over when you get here? You're learning the way we do things. You're, you know, facilitator, getting used to the culture here.
Yeah, I think, you know, everybody's a little bit different, right? Somebody's on, they're all on different career paths and everything. But, you know, we're not going to be successful if we don't all talk the same language and we can't all hold each other to a certain standard in each of those realms. So I think it's important that, you know, you know, Trey's going to want to be challenged and he's going to want to be coached hard, but Trey has earned a different level of respect than perhaps a rookie that's coming in. So I think you can treat people differently, but I think it's really important that we try to coach them all the same, be uniform in terms of what the standard is and what the expectations are in each particular context, and then go from there.
Zach, what do you think your reaction would have been 3 weeks ago had I told you that your staff looks the way it does now when you made those changes? Is this what you envisioned?
Excited. You know, it's a group that's professional number one and how they approach their jobs, whether it be coordinator or position job, and guys I have a ton of respect for, guys that are really hungry, you know, and extremely motivated. And so I just think it's a really good collection of coaches that we have come in that are all going to speak the same language when we define what that language is defensively, and start moving piece by piece, evaluate our own guys, evaluate the combine guys and the free agents, get ready for the draft, and then coach our guys up. So it's an experience that, again, rejuvenated is the word I said. Not that you just need a couple days after the season to kind of not get the season out of your system, but get ready for the next one, and we're ready to go now. And, you know, I'm trying to get Al to take days off. It doesn't appear he's excited to take any days off. You know, I took my couple days off here this weekend. I'm excited to get back in the building and get to work and get these guys back in here and start getting ready to evaluate all these prospects. And so just excited for the next opportunity we've got.
Al, I know you were busy and you had your own things going on, but how much were you over the last 3 years able to observe or pay attention to the Bengals from afar?
Well, we're always fans. Obviously with my children being here, they would go to a game occasionally and that type of thing. But it's really hard when your season's congruent, you know, besides, you know, wishing coach good luck or other guys on the staff, Darren or whoever, hey, good luck. No, this game's big, you know, that kind of thing. So, the fact that my family was here, we never left the community. So it was always part of the fabric of it.
Zach, speaking of the draft and player evaluation, you said the guy to your right go through a month of like the hardest competition that college football can offer, and looking in on some of the best talent in the college game. I know, you know, because he's just on that this year.
Yeah.
And maybe that's not a long-term perk of him being on the staff, but do you think that's an advantage?
Oh, no, that's a resource we're going to use in all three phases. Yeah. You know, he's been at Notre Dame, and Notre Dame plays teams from throughout the country, so he's seen the best athletes. He's probably seen them play for two or three different teams as he's coached against them. But, you know, that's the truth of it. So I think there's probably a lot of prospects we're going to go through in this draft where you know, we'll be getting Al up there and giving his two cents on scheming for a guy or playing against a guy or the plenty of guys that Notre Dame has on the roster. So that'll be a great resource that we'll be sure to utilize.
Overall, the fact that you played tight end, you've coached tight ends, you've coached linebackers, you know, you've been on both sides of football. How big an advantage is that to get you to where you are today?
I think it's a big advantage. I think where it continues to manifest itself the most is probably on game day, just big picture wise, you know, how a team is, you know, where their mic point is in the run game and who they're, you know, who they're double teaming to and who they're pulling for, just little things that you learn when you're in the NFL, you know, certain protections and those types of things. So I've never shied away from coaching a different position or, you know, continuing to grow, and it'll be no different now. You know, I just want to continue to grow and get better and find out, you know, where's the best, where can I make the most impact on this staff? And obviously we'll find that here in coming weeks.
Cincinnati Bengals Talk brings you the latest from James Rapine and contributors at BengalsTalk.com. Check out Enter the Jungle Weekly with James and Andrew Fox Miller. You can rate and review this show wherever your podcasts are downloaded. And if you haven't already, check us out on YouTube, where you can get notified on the latest Bengals news and information. Read more at BengalsTalk.com.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel, because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL.
21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you want to see more companies make things in America, consider buying more things from companies who are already doing that very thing. Companies like American Giant. These guys have been making t-shirts, sweatshirts, flannels, and blue jeans in America for the last 14 years, with cotton grown right here in the USA. That means good jobs for lots of hardworking Americans in factory towns all over the country. Check out their stuff in stores everywhere, or pick up something awesome at American-Giant.com.